Once upon a time, there was a lonely kind of a guy who had resigned himself to the fact that love was blind. Now, if love is blind, he thought to himself, how will it find me? It honestly seems such a crime. For how many times has love knocked on the door when it should have been knocking on mine? And so one day, he went off in search of the aloof creature. He soon happened upon the cute and fuzzy bunny gang. Perhaps they could help him.
Pardon me, cute and fuzzy bunnies, he said. I wonder if you could help me find love.
Love would have nothing to do with such a stupid-looking creature,
said the first cute and fuzzy bunny.
With that nose and those shoes.
And that stomach.
And those eyes.
And those ears.
They chanted and danced around him. Naturally, our hero was very saddened by this, so he reached into his suitcase and pulled out a Israeli submachine gun, and he sawed those two bunny faces in half and out. Stop! No, no. It's supposed to be a love story, not a Rambo bloodbath. Forget it. It's not your fault. It's me.
Hey, Morty, how am I going to get this done? What do you know? You're not a man, you're a cat. Go back to your feline world. Get out of here.
You better get a move on, Hoops. You'll miss graduation.
Okay, Mom.
Here's your cap and gown, all clean.
What do you mean, all clean?
Hoops, these are rented. Do you know how many people wear them? I washed them.
Rita Stego.
I gotta get out of Generica somewhere. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Hoops, come to Nantucket with me. We'll have a blast. We'll scale mermaids.
I can't be going and being a party monkey, George. I gotta buckle down. I've got 2 weeks to submit my scholarship assignment. It's the only chance I'm gonna get to get into Rhode Island School of Design.
Come on, Hoops. It's the summer. We're high school graduates now. I mean, it's time to reap the rewards of 4 years of hard, grueling, mind-expanding work.
What's this word? Your last name. Yeah.
Georgina Williams.
Scholarship assignment is supposed to be an illustrated love story. What do I know about love? How am I supposed to write a good love story? I've never been in love.
I would like to congratulate the 1986 graduating class of Generic New York High School!
I think what you really need is a break from your mom. I mean, what, you're going to end up being a street cleaner because you didn't get your basketball scholarship?
Yeah, I guess she's just taking it hard, right?
Of course she is. I mean, it's like my mom saying I'm an irresponsible louse. I mean, I know that she knows I'm not irresponsible.
I mean, your mother still has faith in you, Hoops.
I mean, just because you can't play basketball with a ship doesn't mean you've got no other option in life.
I guess you're right.
There you go. And nothing proves that more than being surprised with your brand new graduation wheels. That final parental confirmation that you're going somewhere in life. And this is just the vehicle to take you there.
Nantucket, huh? When can we leave?
Just gotta pick up my sister. And Hoops, remember, never say anything about her dog.
Grandma this summer?
George Farmer! George Farmer! It's so ugly. Someone put
Girl, you know, if you make faces like that and somebody slaps you on the back, you'll stay that way forever. Go on, go on. Have a nice summer.
There are some ugly-looking kids running around here. So where's this place anyway?
First stop's a little place called Woods Hole.
Okay, Cassandra. All I want is my money.
It's my money and you know it.
No. It's definitely mine. Trust me.
Excuse me, guys, looking for this?
Get here!
Go! Hurry up! They're gaining on us! Hi!
Hi! Who are you?
I'm Cassandra!
Good!
George, the pleasure's all mine.
Would you watch where you're going? We're heading to the dock!
We gotta make the boat!
Boat? What boat?
What, you think we're driving to Nantucket? Come on, it's an island!
You never mentioned any boats. I hate boats. I'm not getting on any boats.
I beg to differ.
We'll make it.
You might want to brace yourselves, though.
Once upon a time, there was a lonely kind of a guy on a quest for love. The cute and fuzzy bunnies were quick to cooperate this time. The path they sent him on landed him on an ocean-going vessel. Now, our hero hated boats, but he was desperate in his quest. And once again, he fell victim to the heinous Cute and Fuzzy Bunnies. And he was sucked into the cold, dark sea, and he never found love.
Are you all right?
Me? Yeah, great. Really good. Why?
I know you look pretty uncomfortable. What? Are you afraid of water?
No. No, not really. No. Well, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, I am afraid of the water. But, this is a big boat. A lot of safety equipment. I can see the land. Clean, fresh air.
Chill it out!
You live on the island?
Just for the summer. I'm going over to help my grandfather out.
Hmm. What kind of help?
Well, he's got a house full of friends he's taking care of. He's having some money problems. I was working in some dive to try and help him out, but I got ripped off.
Is that what that was about? The big scene back then?
Yeah.
Wish I could have helped out more.
Oh, come on. You were great.
You sure? Last bite? You get out of here with this. Hey, you kids!
They're broken.
Ah! Clay, listen, if you're not going to stand on the right side, you're like defeating the entire purpose with even buying them, you big mess.
There they are.
The Stork twins.
Those guys? The twins?
Well, yeah, Clay's a couple minutes older.
Yo! Stork twins! Ah! This is Hoops!
Hello, huh?
Hey, Hoops! I'm gonna go get the car! Hey, Squidly!
Hey, this is gonna be a great shot.
Maybe we'll see each other.
Hope so.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, Stork guys!
Hey, Hoops.
What's happening?
How do you do?
Hi, it's been a... Ah! Nice to meet you.
Yeah, me too. What's going on here? What's with the big fish?
I was shooting a seagull stem when we found here.
Yeah, but the giant dolphin with rabies that terrorizes a small New England town?
Wow.
We're going to work part-time as security guards on the set.
So what, you guys got the day off from the garage?
We're doing the job.
We're picking up a boat.
Whose boat is it?
You touched my car!
Right. Well, let me just get it clean then.
Don't touch my car again!
Teddy, honey, can we go pick up your boat?
Ever!
Remember your new boat?
Ty, bring in the Stork twins.
I wouldn't have came anyway.
Ow. Grab up that tow truck!
Let's go, also!
My shoe.
That is some tuna.
The high school graduates are here.
Oh, look who it is.
Grammy!
My pride and joy. There's my little girl. Oh, look what Grammy bought for you. Would you like some nice milk and cookies? Come on, Granny, I'll show you where we go.
Nice meeting you, too.
She's nuts about me.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you gotta meet my Uncle Frank.
$1 million. This is it. We guarantee it. This is your summer to win. Keep it here and listen for this jingle.
95.5.
If you, yes, you, are our 50th caller, $1 million is all yours. That's right.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Dollars. So
Georgie,
stay by that phone.
Georgie, what the hell are you doing in here?
Still at it, huh?
My God, would you get out of here? What do you think, I'm playing games? I need to be left alone. Why don't you just leave me alone?
Every summer he sits there trying to win that radio show. Every summer he loses a little bit more of his mind.
They just leave me alone with my dream.
There. Now, Billy, take this in the back room. Field strip it. Careful with that thing! Boys! Tourniquet!
Calamari!
Mr. Raymond.
Thought you'd be in prison by now. What can I do for you?
We're looking for Aki. This is my friend, Hoops McCann.
What monkey with that thing?
Sorry.
Well, another wasted summer, huh, boys?
Why don't you go in with Aki? Just think of it. Death from above. Airborne!
Excuse me if I'm wrong, sir, but Aki throws up on the Ferris wheel at the children's park.
You've got no college acceptance, George. You've got no direction with your lives. No plan. When there's no plan, there's no attack. And no attack, there's no victory. This is what makes men, men.
I'll have to pick one up. Anyway, where's Aki?
Oh, he's out on a mission for his old man.
A mission, sir?
Yeah, he's on a beach collecting shells.
Well, that's a little bit more like Aki's speed.
Aki, what are you doing?
George, take cover!
Your dad said you were collecting shells.
Shells?
57 millimeter. My dad gets 12 bucks a piece for them. They make great paperweights. Hey. Let's get out of here.
Come on over the top, boys. Nobody lives forever.
You could have waited till they were done bombing the beach. I mean, come on.
When a man says go, you go.
You could have been killed.
Oh, my God. Do you realize for every lost, mangled doll, there's a little girl with a broken heart?
Sure you want to be a Marine, Aki? I mean, I just don't see you having the killer instinct.
Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear
no evil. What's going on?
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Oh, for God's sake. Excuse me, just one.
Uh.
Old man Eldridge finally kicked. Eh, Kit?
Do my lap, Dad.
Ted, I would like to have a word with you.
In a minute, Dad.
I'll try not to take up too much of your time.
Okay, okay.
Are you ready for the regatta, Ted?
Yeah, sure I'm ready. The new sloop's a beauty. I can't lose.
If you screw it up this year, you and I are out.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Grandpa.
How are you?
Good. If you screw it up this year, Ted, that decaying old man, your grandfather, takes everything away. Do you understand, Ted? If you don't come home with that trophy, we lose it all.
No more pools. No more Ferrari.
And do you know what happens then, Ted?
Don't say it, Dad.
That's right, Ted. You'll have to go to...
No!
Work!
No, Dad, don't work! Say it! Don't say that word, please!
I'll win! Just don't say that word!
That's why I need this Eldridge land. With this land, I can finally start building Beckerstead Estates. And that crazy old man...
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Grandpa.
Have a wonderful day.
That crazy old man can't hold that race over my head every year. Now, Ted, what did you find out about this place?
Oh, Chong says he left it to his granddaughter. She's got 1 week to pay the back mortgage. And, Dad, I've seen this girl. She's a real hippie type. She wears, like, these braids. What do they call them, corn husks? If she don't get the money, you get the house. They're already doing the paperwork.
Wonderful. This will be my most beautiful restaurant yet.
I used to come down here with him all the time.
Your grandfather sounded like he was a really nice man. I'm really sorry.
Old Mr. Peckerhead has been trying to...
Beckerstead.
He's been trying to drive Grandpa out of that house since I was a baby. I guess he finally got him.
So what's going to happen? I mean, the house and all his friends, what are they going to do?
The bank's giving me 1 week to come up with a back mortgage of $3,000. It might as well be a million. You know, I just can't let those people be thrown out on the street. I just wish I had more time.
Wish I could help.
I'm not going to give up. I figured that I can sell some of the furniture and I'm going to do some clubs.
You sing?
Yeah, I try.
Cool. I bet you're really great.
Thanks. I guess basketball is reaping the name, like, oops.
Yeah, it's kind of in the family blood, you know? My dad was really great. But I want to do something a little more challenging, a little different. So I figure I'm going to try to get a scholarship to art school.
What do you draw?
Nothing lately. I'm kind of in a rut.
Something?
Okay. What can I get for you?
I don't know. How about a gorilla? Or me? Or, no. How about a gorilla and me?
You and a gorilla. Okay. Best I can do, short notice.
It's great. This is what you do second best. I'd love to see you play basketball.
It's quite a sight, let me tell you.
Thanks for cheering me up.
My pleasure.
Well, I'd better go.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Maybe you can come by later.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra? Cassandra, can you help me a minute? Can you help me out? I'm stuck.
$1 million. It could happen at any time, any day, any hour, any minute, any second. We're giving away $1 million. And it could happen now, right now. But it's not going to happen yet. So keep listening for this jingle. 95.5. To win $1 million.
Hey, eggs.
Oh, they're really smart. They work out in my eye.
Hey, where's Hoops?
He went over there.
You guys better look after him, man. He's got a tendency to wallow in his artistic miseries, if you know what I mean. Hey, Egg, cut me a little shade, will you? Okay, thank you.
Excuse me. Hey, little boy, will you hold on to this for me? Thank you very much.
Daddy?
Sorry.
Jimmy.
Hi, Hoops.
Hi.
Hey, Hoops, how about Brew?
Thanks, guys.
Oh, please, Mr. Dog, no.
What are you doing?
Nothing much, guys.
Hoops, if you run out of things to draw, you can draw us, you know.
Yeah, and I think the jaw's news. Yeah, bare naked with no clothes on. It'll be
good. No, no, button up.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But I'll come up with something.
Oh, look, I feel my body, and now I'm the jerk of the world or something.
It's a nice gesture.
Hi, I met you at the docks yesterday.
Hello. Hi, I'm Hoops.
Cookie.
How's it going?
Okay.
All right. These are the Stork twins.
Hi, Cookie.
It's Cookie.
Hi, Cookie. I'm Egg. Gemini.
I know them. They work for my boyfriend.
What can I do for you?
My friends and I are going to go sailing, and we were wondering if you and your friends could help us get our boat in the water.
Oh, well, what do you say, fellas? Can we help these lovely ladies get their boats in the water?
No, I tell you what I say. It sounds like work.
Hoops, boats are heavy. I'll get her hurt.
Yeah, my God. Come on.
Guys, come?
Sure. Love to.
Well, you got anything else we can do for you? Like maybe show me the driveway or something?
You guys! Hey! Hey guys!
Do you have anything like heavy we can carry?
No, car. Guys!
But anyway,
what? Oh yeah, sure. Like forsake me for 8 chicks. Come on! Hey!
Sir?
No, Mister, please,
sir. No, you don't understand. I've had a bad day.
Do you want to come sailing? There's room for one more.
No, really, I can't. I don't like boats.
You're not afraid, are you?
No, of course not. I just got a lot to do, you know, on the beach.
How about a movie then?
What about your boyfriend?
He's going to a reception. I'll pick you up at 8.
Oh, come on, have a heart, too. Oh, no, not those. Oh, no! Oh, please, your enormous is anything but chilly.
She really likes you.
Too bad George wasn't here to see the hopes.
George!
Hey, Clara, dead man on the beach. Come here.
George was alive, but just barely. Nobody wanted to perform CPR on him, so it was a complete nightmare. Enough about old George.
So how's the dollar count coming? You get any more money?
So far, so good. I sold some of the furniture, and I have a gig tonight at a club called the Dewdrop Inn. Maybe you can come by.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll try. I might have something to do tonight, maybe.
Oh, well, if you can. It'd be nice to have a friend there.
I'll be there. I'll be at the first table. You can count on it. I gotta go. George's grandma's making a supper. You know how grandmas are about that kind of thing. This kind of means the world to them.
Are you sure you don't want just a little bit more?
No, thank you. I'm stuffed. It was delicious, though.
Well, all right, Tim.
I got it. Keep it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the
thank God. It's really good.
So, what do you mean you're not going out with Cookie tonight?
You're here to write a love story, Hoops. Cookie is a love story.
George, have you seen her boyfriend? He's like Cro-Magnon teen. No way. Besides, I said I was going to help Cassandra. I promised I'd go to her show.
Yeah, but like Cookie asked you out first. We were there.
You know, Teddy's not even going to be around tonight, Hoops.
You know where Teddy's going to be? It's going to be at a little reception celebrating the rape of the land that Cassandra's house now stands on. The Stark brothers told me.
That's true.
You know, Cookie seems like a real nice person. Maybe she'd like to help Cassandra out.
I don't think that's what she's interested in. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, Hoops. Quit thinking about yourself all the time. I mean, go out with Cookie and get her on your side. And then go see Cassandra.
I think I'd rather keep, you know, the original bone structure of my face, okay?
Do you want to help Cassandra?
Of course.
Well, listen, the Stork twins are going to the reception after work. If Teddy, say, does anything, they'll call me at the drive-in, and the big guy will be watching your back. Trust me.
Once upon a time, there was a happening kind of a guy who had stumbled onto a girl who embodied all that love should be. All seemed well. Maybe those cute and fuzzy bunnies weren't so bad after all. Until her boyfriend showed up and pounded him into something that resembled a wet prune. Ouch.
Never, 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 never!
I am going to die.
Forget about it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to see Cassandra.
Baby.
Are you ready for me, Hoops?
Hey, wait a minute, Plover, I know her.
Hey, you need a ride?
That was a friend of mine.
I don't pick up hitchhikers.
Hi, I didn't hear you come in.
I have to come in and then relieve you, because Dad needs you right now. Pronto at the gas station.
Okay, but hey, don't forget, at 9 o'clock, you have to be at the Beckersteads. Watch Teddy. If anything weird's going on, call George at the drive-in right away. We can't let Hoops down.
Okay, no problem.
Egg, don't forget, no matter what, don't touch anything on this prop truck, okay?
Oh, like I'm really gonna.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
Are you nervous about something?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm having a great time. Enjoy.
Are you sure?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Aren't you going out with that guy, Teddy?
Yeah.
Well, why aren't you with him tonight?
Because he's got some silly reception to go to, and then he's got his Van Shoo class.
What's Van Shoo?
Martial arts. Up disemboweling. Another human being with a popsicle stick.
Are you hungry? I'm hungry. I'll just go get us some treats. Stay right here. I'll just get us some treats.
Could you bring me some popcorn?
Popcorn. Check it out. It's the McCann guy. And he's with Cookie.
Ah, look. I like that one. I like that. I wanna. Ah! Now that's, I could wear that anyway. That's. I'm gonna look nice.
Party, huh?
George, where are your friends? Twins, are they watching that monster?
Don't worry about them, man. They're very reliable. Trust me.
Well, thank you very much. It feels good to be back here at the Club Tokyo. Hi, how you doing? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? 9 o'clock? Shit! 9 o'clock! God damn it! Ah!
Relax!
Would you get over here, you two stupid clowns?
I can't wait all night.
We'll have a look at this.
Damn! That looks like one of those medical experiments that went astray.
Little girl, I'm gonna have nightmares just knowing that that dog exists.
Looks like it's been microwaved or something.
Why, Wilbur, I believe that's the case for a mercy killing.
What do you say, little girl? Want us to put that dog out of its misery for you?
Well, I can't wait any longer. What a blast! Hi. How you doing? I want to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you. Now, in honor of our very special guest, Mr. Chong Freen of the Charter Bank of Nantucket, who assures me that the Beckerstead Estates are only weeks away from the start of construction, I will allow Mr. Freen the honors.
Thank you.
Did you bring me my popcorn?
Well, thank you very much. I think I will have a few cookies.
Hi, Cookie.
Teddy? Yeah, this is Ty.
Ty, what's up? She's doing what?
Oh, no.
Stay right there. No, Ty, stay right there, you idiot.
It's a hearty appetite.
Let's get out of here. Let's go to the point and watch the moon rise.
I don't know, Cookie. I was kind of enjoying this fine feature film. And...
I never touched her. I never touched her.
You touched my girlfriend, didn't
no.
you?
No! No!
I knew I'd brought you to drive in.
No!
Well, I guess you don't get to see the moon rise very often.
Egg! Egg! Egg, I'm about to teach you a very valuable lesson.
In an emergency situation, the victims cannot and must not be allowed to think for themselves. How shock and the horror of what just happened will surely impair their judgment. You must do the thinking in order to save them. In this case, a plane has just crash-landed on this point. Now there are going to be bodies everywhere. Just gushing blood, and their faces are going to be just pulled right off of their heads, and armpits will be hanging from trees. Their eyeballs are going to be sticking out of their heads, and you're going to have to just push them back in with a stick or something. And remember, you are the only thing that will stand between life and death. Now, let's do it.
Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
Dad, I really wish we could discuss this.
There's nothing to discuss, Ak-Ak. I want you packed and out of the house by 0800 hours. My home is not a den for cowards who will not serve the armed forces.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful clearing just up ahead.
Listen, Kuki, I want to know if maybe you could help me out.
Them up this far. Goodness knows what they came up here to do.
Get your motor running. Man on the highway.
What are you doing here?
They're chasing me.
Who's chasing?
McCann and his weird friends.
Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of your guns.
Great, you missed him.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Aki.
We gotta go! Oops! Teddy left the party!
Good work, buddy.
I'm gonna kill you!
After I kill this guy!
$100 says you don't.
What?
$100 says you don't!
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sure that you can beat him up. He's smaller than you are.
Well, that never stood my way before.
Well, I'll bet you $100, even though he's smaller than you, that he's a better athlete. Say, at a sport like basketball.
What are you doing?
Wait a minute. This wimp, give me a break.
Are you in or you out?
Please don't do this. I'm begging you.
You must be high.
I'm begging you.
Is she high, Ty?
High, Ted.
In or out?
All right, let's go.
Darn, no net. Can't play. Maybe we could work this out some other way. We could play water polo. I could get some horses.
Make a hoop.
Lucky shot.
Come on.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Come on. Okay. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to the task of beating the shit out of these guys.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not? What do you know, karate?
No, I know Dao.
What is Dao?
Dao is the chemical company that makes mace.
Yeah, wait up a minute. Come on. I'm really sorry about that. I mean, thanks for saving us.
It's no big deal, McCann. I guess we're even.
Yeah, be patient. Wait.
Now?
Oh, okay.
Hello, ladies. I am here for your daughter.
So, you finally told the Fuhrer no, huh? How'd it go?
He
threw me out.
Don't worry about it, man. You can stay at my grandmother's house. She's got plenty of room and reasonable rates. If you're not in the family.
Thanks, George.
You can throw your stuff in my Uncle Frank's room. He'll never know. Hey, Oops.
Yeah.
You ever notice people die in alphabetical order? Come on, cheer up, McCann. She's not the only girl on the island, man. There's plenty of them to be found. I like that one.
Go for it, dude. Go, 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 go. Excuse me, fellas.
Hey, how you doing? Here you go.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Look,
all right,
Sandra.
Here you go.
I wanted to apologize. I never should have said I was a basketball player. Oh. I shouldn't have lied. I'm sorry. You know, I really am a pretty decent artist.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could help you in any way, I'd like to make it up to you.
You really want to help?
Yeah.
Buy a ticket. Hi, how you doing? Hey. Here you go.
We are from the planet of the toads, and we bring you... And we bring you produce!
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Hoops.
Hi, Hoops.
Hi, Hoops.
Giant dolphin with rabies.
Turn it around. Open it up.
About as believable as Superman.
God, they sure can do incredible things in movies nowadays, can't they?
Ha! Huh. Good idea. I've got it. Fellas, up, up, up. Sword twins, bring that camera. No! 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 Please!
Hey, guys! What about George? George!
Looks like we can expect some rain, but nothing to worry about.
Nantucket's big news tonight is Cassandra Eldridge live at the Dew Drop Inn. Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a good show. Well, good luck to her, and good luck to you in our $1 million summer. It could happen at any minute. You could win $1 million.
Come on.
Stand still, Teddy.
Come on, Dad. I got to do my laps.
I have not yet mastered this contraption. When I have, then you may continue your laps. Damn it. You know who this is, Ted?
No?
That is trouble. That is the girl that just might ruin my restaurant on the bluff. She's singing or something tomorrow night. If people do actually show up to hear her, she might make some money. She might make enough to pay back the bank. What are we going to do about it, Ted?
Stop her from singing?
Good, Teddy. Good.
We're here to pick up your father's Jack.
He called us. We will need the keys.
Get rid of this.
Oh, thank you.
In sports, we've got the Nantucket Regatta coming up. And Cape Cod's own Mr. Congeniality.
Hi, guys. Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Well,
that's the last of it.
I'm history. I just wish I could make my father understand.
Heck. I understand.
You do?
Uh-huh. Let me tell you a story about a little fat boy that nobody loved and that all the other kids, they used to make fun of him. And they would pick on him. And then they used to say that he talked funny and stuff. And they had a twin brother. And everybody said that he didn't look anything like his twin brother. But he wanted to.
Egg. Were you the little fat boy?
No. But I used to like to beat him up. You know, I'd grab him and go, "Why are you so fat? Why are you so fat?" And I'd beat the shit out of him.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah. Thanks.
You a little nervous?
Uh-uh.
No?
Nobody's going to show up.
Come on, everybody's going to show up. It's been the greatest media blitz in the history of Nantucket. It's going to be great, and I don't hear another word.
What about Becker said? Do you think he's going to pull something?
It's covered, okay? But I promise you, you just relax and have a good time, because you're going to be great. I know you are, okay? Trust me.
Oops. I just, want to tell you.
I guess I know what you mean.
Oops.
Yeah, gotta run. See you at the club.
Sandra.
Don't forget about tonight.
That'll go, 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 go. I'll go after I do my laps.
Thank you, Teddy.
I'm sorry, miss, but I'm afraid all the money in the world isn't going to get you that house.
But it's my house, and that's the money that I owe you.
I understand, miss. The problem is Mr. Beckerstedt has bought the mortgage from the bank, and he can foreclose any time he wants.
You gave me until today.
I am sorry, but the bank was as lenient as it could be for as long as it could be.
What about those people? That's their home. How could you sell it to him?
Mr. Beckerstedt is a lot wealthier than you.
What's going on?
what happened.
What does it matter? The house is theirs.
That's right. And get this ugly mutt off my property.
Squid, it's okay. Bosco's gonna be just fine.
I don't know. They've been in there a while. I think I smell gas, too.
Cassandra, are you really gonna leave?
Why should I stay? There's nothing left here for me.
How can you say that? I mean, come on, how can you say that? What about the house? What about all those people? We're just gonna give them to the Beckersteads? I mean, we can't let those people walk away with everything. I mean, if we give in to those people, we're giving in to all the cute and fuzzy bunnies in the world.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
What I mean is that we can't give up. We've got to think of a plan.
Plan. Without a plan, there's no attack. Without attack, no victory.
Where have I heard that before?
A plan. Oh, boy, I've got a plan.
Aki's got a plan. What is it?
The regatta.
The regatta.
The regatta, the sailing boat race. The one boat rowing, sailing, motoring regatta around Nantucket. Your plan involves a boat.
But Teddy's going to win it. He wins every year. Everybody knows that.
Exactly, but what happens if he doesn't win?
Well, his grandfather takes away everything he and his father own, basically making his life as dreary as ours.
Poor guys.
And? So we win the race. He can't live without the trophy. We can't live without the house. We make a trade.
Great, Agak. There's just one thing missing. The bow.
The boat. She's really in good shape. Mind you, she could use a little help.
Welcome you all to the christening of the boat. And for this gala occasion, I got a little something that my parents brought me back from their trip to France. I've been saving it for a special occasion. I think this is it.
Oh, that's really nice.
Cassandra, would you do the honors?
Hey. To the boat?
To the boat!
Whoa. What's that,
sir? We'll fix that later.
Well, listen, we'll... Here's a little something from all of us to all of you.
What? For me? What is it?
Oh, man, thank you. What is this for? What
you... Well, a captain has to have his captain hat.
I can't accept this. Aki, why don't you be captain? This is your idea.
This has been decided, Hoops. You're the man for the job.
I can't be captain. I'm not even going to be on the boat. I'm going to be on land. Sorry, fellas.
Hoops?
Well, what do you guys say we have a look at that engine?
Yeah. Sure, that'd be great.
Nothing. I just don't like boats. I hate boats. Since I was a kid, I don't like boats.
Maybe you just haven't had the right kind of experience on a boat.
You're right.
I thought you wiped this hat out of the boat.
Well,
that's
it, boys. I don't know, guys. We gotta have an engine for part of this race.
Target. I mean, most of those guys are gonna have, you know, like Evan Roots and Mercury's. Heavy stuff. I don't think this puppy's gonna cut the mustard.
Well, that's like the best my dad had, you know.
Teddy brought his car in for a tune-up.
He hit you.
Go, 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 go!
Hey, hey!
Dad?
Oh, shit, you just steer the boat, you stupid imbecile. Retard, you're not my son. I knew I couldn't trust you to do this without me.
What are you doing?
First, we just take out that halyard. This race is yours.
Oh, come on, Dad, I can win.
Shut your mouth, Teddy. That's an order. Shit, what happened? Now, you may proceed.
The halyard snapped.
Ah, it couldn't have just snapped.
Look.
You bastard! Fix that Australian boat.
Well, there goes Cassandra's house. Well, that's that.
Come on, Dick, well, we gotta do something. Think. But we gotta get the halyard back up there through the halyard holder. We can't do that out here.
We're not dead yet.
Man, we're getting smoked.
What are you doing, Boots?
Just boys a move.
Down, we're almost to the edge of the buoy.
I'm not taking any chances.
Dad, damn it, why don't you ever listen to me? I can win!
The only way to win, Theodore, is to cheat. Remember, a little hole in their hull will slow them down just enough.
Oh, my God! Come on, get down! Oh! What the hell is that?
Teddy, come back here! Come back here right now, boy!
Teddy! Oh, my God.
Teddy!
A giant dolphin with rabies.
Come back here! Teddy! Theodore! Teddy!
Come on, guys, the wind's coming up. Let's set sail. Let's get out of here.
Oh, if I ever get out of this, I'm going to make you into a stew.
That's a boy!
Yeah! Oh, all right! don't we quit playing all these games?
I heard what you did, Akak. It's all over the island. You're a hero.
I'm proud of you, son. Damn proud.
I want you to come home.
Does this mean I have to give back the bazooka?
Well, let's talk about it over hot chocolate.
Hey, Teddy. What do you say, me and you, we make a little deal?
You need the trophy and we need the house.
And everybody's happy. Come on, Ted.
Okay. You're only half right, you can.
That house isn't going to do you or your father any good. I'm not going to put a dime in the Beckerstead Estates. This is the real investment, Teddy. Friendship. Here's your house back.
Thank you so much.
The little lady has quite a voice. Come on, Teddy. Ow!
Once upon a time, there was a happy guy that love finally found. And this time, love didn't pass him by. Old boy finally caught a break. This love story lasted all summer long. And there was nothing even the cute and fuzzy bunnies could do about it. Thank you.
Waiting day after day in this lousy room, waiting for your lousy song. And I've gotten through. I feel so lucky.
Yours.
I feel so blessed, so powerful. God, I won.
Hello? We seem to be cut off here, so let's take another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Did I win?
You sure did. You better believe it, lady. $1 million is all yours.
Why, this has certainly been a great summer for you, isn't it? Oh, just a second. There's a rocket coming in here.
A what? A rocket? Wait, what about my money?
God!